The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio, Freedom 106.5.
So we would like to welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM once again, Mr. Trevon Jugoman. Welcome. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thank you for having me, as always.
So, now, the reason why you are here, I heard that you've now left the board of NAPA. I just wanted to find out from you, you know, what was the process there? Why did you leave? And was it as difficult as the article said? What was the story behind that?
Well, first, let me thank you for the opportunity to share my story, my voice. It was, if I go back to Napa is one of the best places to work in Trinidad and Tobago as far as being in the arts or being a technician, mm-hmm. or, as I said, being a board member, because it was an honor, you know, a patriotic honor to be able to serve on the board. Mm-hmm. Napa, I have absolutely nothing bad to say about Napa. I mean, you could pay me and I still wouldn't have anything bad to say. You know, so it had nothing to do with Napa. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. It has a lot to do with other things.
The thing is, from the gist of the story, and I'm glad that you started off in that way, because the gist of the story made it sound like you were not able to, you know, handle your duties there. And it seemed to be a pushback. So it wasn't that. But what about the arts and entertainment industry in Trinidad and Tobago that has made you decide, well, yeah, I'm done with it?
Well, so I am born and raised in Port of Spain, right? So there are certain customs and traditions that we have that are just as important as any other custom and tradition. And the cancellation of Independence Day last year was an incident I would like to not see happen again as a citizen. As a citizen from Port of Spain. And when I say from Port of Spain, I mean I grew up on Cipriani Boulevard. So on Independence Day morning, you feel in the cannons firing from right down the road, and then you're watching fireworks at night, which I know fireworks and pets and animals, and they're right by the zoo. But how to put it, we could adapt for certain things, like do it by the water, do it by like Hyatt by the waterfront. You know, there's a lot of different ideas to have. I'm a millennial, so what I believe is we must take from the past and bring forward certain things and have the courage to sift out certain things, like how we're a little bit politically correct. We're a little bit kinder with our words to people. It is a case of sift and bring forward, sift and bring forward. Don't discard wholesale, because there are certain cultural items that mean something to communities, even if it doesn't mean anything to you. And especially as a leader, you have to understand that just because something doesn't mean anything to you, doesn't mean something to somebody else.
Right.
And this is where the arts play a big part. Because the arts come in every shade, flavor, size, and age. You know, it is, no matter what, as a practitioner of the arts, in any field, in any part of the world, you learn to appreciate the stuff that you are not involved in. So, I'm an actor, I'm not a dancer. I will never downcry dance. I might never produce a dance show, but I could sit down, I could appreciate it. I could have a conversation with the choreographer, with a dancer, with the same producer. It's wide open, but we close ourselves off too much.
Is it that stuck in the ways? Because I'm thinking in the respect of the Independence Day celebrations.
Yeah.
Because when you mention the fireworks, that is also a little pet peeve for me too, because the sound and the animals and so on.
Yes.
So I thought, we've advanced so much in terms of technology in the world. Why not drones? you know.
They just had a disaster, a drone disaster in some country. I don't know if it was Australia or some country.
I wouldn't doubt if it was Japan or one of them. Yeah.
Maybe it might have been India. It was something to celebrate something, and the drones misunderstood the assignment. And they just crashed into each other. It actually looked like animals trying to figure out where to go. Mm-hmm. And then eventually just short-circuiting. So it is, we try until we can't try no more. And then we try some more again. Mm-hmm. It is, you're right in saying we evolve into something else. Some other national identity. But it links. Just like new religions would sample from the old religions and mm-hmm. bring forward. So it's the same 365 days of the year. Mm-hmm. So this will fall on that day, this will fall on that. It is, you plot and you plan to steer your community. But in the 21st century, we have to give more leeway that more people are informed than ever before. Mm-hmm. So we don't have to tell people like how we had to tell them in the old days. And I don't mean old days as in the 70s, 80s. Go further back than that. Human history is 300,000 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It is a case of you could be whoever you want to be in this world right now, and leaders have to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't crack a whip. And do you want to rule over society with a whip?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, but another extension of the SOE. So we went from the PNM back into the UNC here.
Mm-hmm.
So we're seeing that it's not even party. It's an identity of the politicians.
Mm-hmm.
How can we control? And the control is my issue.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the three items that I listed in my resignation, is the control.
Mm-hmm.
It is the, not abuse of power, because we haven't seen the real abuse. We actually just seeing right now the testing of power. How much can I get away? It was almost like how Colin Imber raised the gas price 3 times and then said, well, they're in riot.
Mm-hmm.
So then we could keep going.
And it was a sore point with us citizens, huh? Because mm-hmm. it tapped into something that, you know, as much as we don't want to admit it, he mm-hmm. just might be right.
Mm-hmm.
Where the thing that you talked about, cracking the whip.
Yeah.
You know, he just might crack it again and we wouldn't be like Django and grab it and pull.
Yeah.
So let's go back to entertainment and art.
Of course.
The origin and the purpose of entertainment and art is to be a reflection, a mirror of what society is putting forward. Is it that the role of the artist to do just that is what is rubbing administration, be it in whatever capacity, mm-hmm. the wrong way?
First of all, you have to actually have an understanding of what it is to then make a decision on it. And I don't think they even understand what it is. So, but going back to the history, because again, history is further than a couple thousand years.
Mm-hmm.
Art started off as how to kill time. We talk about the stories around the campfire.
Mm-hmm.
And then it evolved into morals and tales and traditions. And it just kept evolving to the point where it's almost like the person was created, then we put our soul in them. It wasn't the reverse. So the art was created and then we gave it purpose. And then in the 21st, well, 20, the centuries coming up until the 21st century, mm-hmm. we made it a commodity that we could sell. Mm-hmm. You know, because everything you can nail down, you could sell. It's capitalism. But
right.
It's survival.
Mm-hmm.
But the artist uses their body, their voice, their mind to create something that wasn't there before, or a combination that wasn't there before. And it now is a case of it, because you create it and you don't take any natural resource to create it, some people could view it as free or cheap, as opposed to we dig in for petroleum, we dig in for minerals,
mm-hmm.
it though that have value. But everything that we dig in the earth from, we hurt in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
The artist is actually the most
eco-friendly
mm-hmm. participant on the planet. But we get condemned because we're not big business.
Mm.
Big business, well, there will Right now, it's content creators and influencers, big business one. They want followers.
We were talking about that off the air, and I'm glad that you brought that piece of the difference between content creator and artist, creator. Wait, hold on. Yeah. Let's take a short break, and when we come back, you can chime in on the conversation at 306-1065 or give us a call at 625-2257. So welcome back, TNT. We are inside the conversation, the future of arts and entertainment, the industry, and the evolution of it. And we've come to a very good point where we're talking about content creation and creatives and the huge difference or the way that it has evolved and still trying to be authentic in the purpose of what it really started out as. So we have Mr. Jogoman here, who is a past NAPA board member, still creative and still involved in the arts. That hasn't really changed. You tell me something about wrestling on the outside there just now, but we'll get to that.
You can get to that. It's all art.
Yeah, it is. It's just that it's a more physical thing.
We'll get into that. But going back to, if I may, going back to, you're using the word creative. I would say artist, because
artist,
creative.
Yeah.
Anybody can be creative.
Mm-hmm.
Artist is a specific bracket. And the difference in art and content creation, and there's no judgment because, how to put it, everybody have their place.
Mm-hmm.
There's 8 billion people on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody have a place. Everybody have a market they could sell to. It's just content creation is daily, quick content.
Mm-hmm.
Art could take years to make.
That's
it. Mm-hmm. It's very, 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 very simple. Art takes a little bit more time and a little bit more funding. Depends on the art.
Mm-hmm.
It is performing art and it's visual art. Visual art is a lot cheaper to create than performing art.
Mm-hmm.
But visual artists could call a much higher price when they sell a painting versus me charging for a show.
Mm-hmm.
So again, we all have a place. But we have this capitalist system which keep throwing us off.
The speed as well, timing, you know, it has to be quick. It's almost like fast food.
Instant
gratification.
Fast food. Well, instant gratification is a lot of those mobile games that we play in.
Mm-hmm.
But it is fast food is, you're actually getting something with fast food content because everybody wants that piece of content to go viral every time they put out a video.
Mm-hmm.
That's their hope. But it is, we have to sift through all the media to then hopefully land on that. So you're at the mercy of the algorithm,
mm-hmm.
and however the big platform has structured their system.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, we're in Trinidad and Tobago. Your first market will hit Trinidad and Tobago phone numbers,
mm-hmm.
on social media, Trinidad and Tobago names, that kind of stuff. It's not super easy to just break out and reach into the Western market just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody, we want to break out in the English-speaking world. America, England, those kind of places.
Mm-hmm.
It's so saturated, everybody trying to get attention, that you have to figure out how to be different. But with content creation, a lot of people, the easier road is to imitate.
Mm-hmm.
So monkey see, monkey do. Which is not a bad thing. Monkey see, monkey do is survival.
Mm.
But it's a case of less original stuff. So I'm finding myself actually scrolling less and less. Not because I'm bored of the content, but because I'm not seeing any new content.
New things. And this term brain rot has taken hold because if you're sitting and scrolling over and over again, there's no real gratification in what you're seeing.
There's no real information.
Information
in what
either.
There's plenty.
Accurate information.
Well, you would have to assume, and this is where I do appreciate raising the age of cannabis consumption to 25.
Mm.
I actually agree with that.
Mm.
Because
I thought you was going to say exposure with young people and internet, because they're doing that with social media as well. They're going to be bringing a law to reduce or to limit children on social media and the age of access.
Well, there is a study, and it's been out for a long time and nobody's been taking it on, to show the ill effects of social media on the brain of anybody, far less a susceptible innocent child.
Mm-hmm.
But it's run a lot less innocent these days. So it's a lot of cases of adults trying to keep up with the behaviors of teens.
We sound like we're very. I believe that we're very far behind, and I'm actually glad that my child is no longer a child and is a grown adult.
Yeah.
You know, don't have to deal with that space. Yeah. But the ones who are, you know, still in grappling with that development, art and art administration, in terms of how education, how it plays in education, the role that is now needed, do you think that, that we are up to date with it? Are we able to cope, or are we still struggling?
No. You had to enjoy the struggle because you had to enjoy the journey. You know, to have those days where you made it, you finish a production, you finish a piece, you make it. But the work in between is like you had to enjoy the work. So our friend Chris Smith, who died, and he was, what he would always say is life is a journey, not a destination. So I agree with that. Now, especially, that it is savor, sit down and eat your fast food, but savor it. Savor it, just inhale it. Take a minute to digest. But we're not digesting anything. It's just shoveling information. As you say, fast food, fast relationships. It is, we have less community than we ever had before. You can't walk. When you look at the Venezuelans who are in Trinidad trying to traverse Trinidad on foot or on bike, then you realize our roads are very unfriendly. You can't say, I'm going to walk to Chaguanas from town. But we have a small country. Somebody should be able to say, I could walk. How much times we have shut down or something happens in Port of Spain, you have to walk out of the city limits. When I was living in St. James, I could walk town to St. James in 45 minutes. Do I have 45 minutes now to spare to walk outside of planned exercise time? Now everything is, you have to schedule everything. You have reminders on your phone. You have calendars. A lot of people are living lives right now that they don't even know, they don't even have a choice whether they want to live it or not. And this again, why the system despises the art, the practitioner, the farmer, because the farmer on his own time too.
It causes everything to slow down to extent and to be more mindful of how you spend the time, the quality of the time rather than the quantity.
I just finished my first class of working with shy, quiet, and introverted kids. About 60 people signed up for a free program I did at NAPA. But I only did 24 because I still need to do a little bit of individual work with the groups. But when you have a conversation with the kids and the parents, and you just kind of clear up a little bit of the communication and the age gap, which is nonsensical, because the age gap is driven more by media than by the actual household. And you look at those kids in front of the parents and you tell the kids, your parent is your ally, you know. Nobody in this world will have your back as much as your parents. The child almost, you like they're hearing that for the first time.
And you see a light bulb click.
And it's like a light bulb click. I have been fighting my ally. I've been resisting my ally. It's like your parents are not telling you anything that should be wrong. And if they do, there's a part of you that will instinctively know that you might have to raise your hand and ask a question. And if that is the case, well, we need to have a different conversation. That's an, you had to bring in another relative, a neighbor,
a different perspective.
Social workers. You will hear a lot of artists or a lot of practitioners bawling for more social workers in the community. We don't need more SOE. We don't need no zones. We don't need no police. We don't need no regiment.
That is one of the things social workers. I've said this over and over again, especially in the schools. Counselors, advisors, even in the choice of subjects where there are children who capable, but just don't want to do certain subjects because that's not what they are lit up by.
Because they don't understand that this connects to what lights you up.
Exactly.
So there were a lot of adults taken for granted. Some things I say to parents as well too is your child is not pre-programmed. You have to program your child. So if there's something that you're buffing the child for that they don't know what you're doing, if there's something that you are upset about that the child did, that even the child doesn't understand why they do it. How much try and open the flower and make mess or play with fire or flood the bathroom? It is, Neil deGrasse Tyson speaks a lot about this, and I refer to him as an educator. They talk about, we're trying to get each other to speak as fast as possible and to walk as fast as possible, to then tell them to shut up and sit down. And that's how it goes. Mm-hmm. So this is where the artist, every artist probably have ADHD. Or we were just like, how long I go sit down behind a desk for? And even when I'm writing, I could be engrossed in a script and pelting the fingers around the keyboard. And eventually I'll get bored. I'll still have the story, but I'll get bored. You want to be outside. You want to be sweating.
Yeah, you want to be part of the experience. So going back to the difference between the artist and content creator.
Yes, ma'am.
And knowing that the environment is calling for that particular role. What advice you would have? What does art look like in that capacity? And what do we need to change?
It is depends on what you want to do. Will depend on the journey that you will have in front of you. So, for the most part, you can do your content creation. What if you do a play? You write a whole play, but then you break it up into pieces. What a lot of people are doing now is using AI to write the story, to develop the graphics, and then to chop it up and put it out on TikTok.
I mean,
no, but listen, this is where, how to think, you get the fall of the social media. Because then if I'm just saturated with junk, it's almost like in the old days when you pick up a magazine and the magazine have more ads on the spread every time you open it than images or pictures
or content
information or anything. We're getting to the place where we're flooded with junk, garbage. People will end up giving up things wholesale. Young people are rejecting AI for what it does to the planet and for the...
And this is a conversation we're not having.
No, we're not having it. I want to start a youth conversation, like younger people. I think I'm one of the few. I just turned 40 in January. So I've spent 20 years in theater and all the art forms. Because in the last couple of years, I do stand-up, I do Best Village, and I'm doing pro wrestling. Right? It is, I don't say no to committed people. And it have a lot of young people who just need to have a conversation. You don't need any grand uprising. You just need a conversation with young people. And then, that light bulb, you see that light go off in their eyes every single time. And you wonder how some adults don't see that and are not inspired by that moment. I love that moment. There are several moments that I treasure in life. One is a standing ovation from a full audience after a great performance. And the second is a child or adult that you give them some information and that light goes off in their eye. You see it. You see it as much as this red light goes off when the mic goes live. You see the light. So I work with the youth. That is my thing going forward. If I never produce art again, but I could work with kids who want to or do sports, or do engineering and maths and STEM, STEAM, STREAM, all those types, NEHUS. Honestly, I would have loved to be put on the NEHUS board. Backwarding.
Hint, hint.
But I don't have a...
Clarion call.
Not hint, hint anymore. So it's a case, science, sports, art. There's so many things that go together. It's so, sometimes you can get inspired by, you have so many, the blood flows when you do sports. The hormones are more regulated. Your sweat, your everything that happens in the body lets the mind perform better. So if you sit down and if you understand academics and you could structure something, then you have this creative moment where you could actually just take it wherever you want to take it because you're not limited by what was done before. Everything connects to everything else.
And that segues nicely into your wrestling venture.
How
did that happen? Let's take a minute. We'll take a short break. And when we come back, we will... can't talk that wrestling thing. This is The Human Impact on Freedom 106.5 FM.
When the issues matter, the conversation starts here. From politics to the economy, from social justice to national development, nothing is off the table. Weekdays, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m., Davy Marie brings you the Morning Rumble on Freedom 106.5 FM. Hard-hitting topics, informative, credible guests, experts who don't just talk, they break it down. If you want clarity, accountability, and real discussion on the issues shaping your day and your country, there's only one place to be. The Morning Rumble, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. on Freedom 106.5 FM. Speak your mind.
TNT, just a little before nine, so I had to, you know, ask you this question as we you kind of surprised me with the wrestling thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look at Mr. Trevor, wrestling and your name don't really come in the same sentence. How will you end up in that?
It is, you know, this is what happens when you have people who are brought to this side of the world. And we live in this Western hemisphere and this Western culture.
Mm-hmm.
And you grow up. So millennials would have grown up being programmed by cable TV more than anything else. Mm-hmm. And whatever showed on in Trinidad showed on TTT and TV6 on Saturday morning and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And I grew up with wrestling. Whether it was local, mm-hmm. was the local stuff, or it was eventually WWE, WCW.
Mm-hmm.
And that is actually my first love before acting, because
this
it is
entertaining,
but again, just like I said before, mm-hmm. there's room enough on this planet for everybody
mm-hmm.
to have a share of some piece of the market. And if you I bet you some money, I know how much I have. I have no money anymore.
Mm.
But I bet you some money, if you came to a show, you would be entertained.
Mm-hmm.
It is the audience, so far, with NEW, we have performed at Hot Shots in Tacarigua.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, we'll have a monthly, so we're going monthly so far. So I did two shows with them.
Mm-hmm.
Last night was the second show. And it is, so my thing is comedy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a manager for a professional wrestler by the name of the Great Ganapat.
Mm.
And he is short,
mm.
he is stocky, and he is as billed as from India, and he speaks only Hindi, so I'm his translator.
Mm.
But I never get it correct. And I also have a speaking impairment where I speak like this,
mm-hmm.
because they cut off my tongue.
Oh Lord.
So I can't speak properly. So this is how I speak. And a couple of videos we did went partially viral.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you could call 60,000 views viral anymore.
Mm.
You talk viral is 100,000 plus views.
Right. The bar increase.
The bar is up.
Yeah.
The bar is up.
Yeah.
We don't deal in millionaires anymore. We deal in billionaires. You understand? People don't even understand that $1 million is still plenty money.
Mm-hmm.
So the wrestling, it is a story. And it is a case of how we can put on a show that is physical, that you try to keep your buddies around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's again, when people talk about wrestling is fake, is that if I put on the greatest drama in Trinidad on the Central Bank stage and there's a rape scene, is the rape real?
Mm.
No. It's all a show. So it's the same thing with the wrestling. It's not a matter. There are things that you show and then there are things that you don't show. And what you don't show in wrestling is you don't show the story. You show, you try to sell the violence.
Mm.
You try to sell the story. You try to sell the drama. Well,
right.
My thing is comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And it is... The comedy is such a powerful thing. This is why people like Samson and Kyle Boss and all these people have made a name for themselves. People want to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
This is why Raymond Chu Kong made a name for himself.
Mm-hmm. Richard Ragabar saying.
Richard Andy.
Yeah.
Is a case of comedy is king.
Mm-hmm.
So when I have 5 minutes of the audience time, I get so flattered when I do in these shows. People just be born, girls just be running up to me. I'm like, I come here just to see you.
Mm-hmm.
And I like, girl, I hope it worth it for you. Because it is, and then, I don't know if my fellow wrestlers listening, but some of them, there's a little bit of a pet peeve because it's like, people come first to see you wrestling, didn't come to see no comedy.
Right.
Why they come in to see you?
So the finding the balance or finding the space to have these two things exist that you would not necessarily think coexist.
No, they coexist. They coexist. If you watch foreign productions, there's especially in the lower card, not the main event. The main event not going to have comedy just like that. The main event going to be serious and drama.
Mm-hmm.
Big fight feel. But in the mid card, lower down, they keep the vibe, they keep the audience going. A little comedy is good.
Mm-hmm.
So I, when I first went into the wrestling, I knew I was coming to mash up the dance because I knew what I was coming with.
Mm-hmm.
I had my character, I had the concept, everything was ready. I asked the promoters and they put me with someone who could use a boost.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so all of a sudden you had people who were, let's say, 80-90% appreciated by the audience, and you had someone who was 40-20% appreciated. Your peer, Senor Raja, of my character was Senor Raja, and he's a pimp, and I say that proud because he's a good one and he takes care of his people. And you put me with that person, and all of a sudden that person starts to rise up and reach in the bar with everybody else. It is, you want the whole show to be good. You don't just want the main event to be good.
Mm-hmm.
You want from the first announcement of welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to thank you for coming.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a
reason for other people to come back, to spread the word and to have a following.
Yeah.
Because when you think of people like Hulk Hogan, who started off as a wrestler.
Yeah.
You know, on the lower card, as you said, built up and then became a movie star.
Yeah.
And, it was Ventura who became a governor.
Ventura became the governor.
Right.
The Rock is the highest paid actor in the world. Eh?
Yeah.
So
this is,
The Rock actually backs up a lot of what I am saying to you here right now, that we have enough room.
Yeah, because he was totally awkward in the beginning.
Yes. Yeah. But you see, the thing about this, you have to understand the power of wrestling and that genre, especially depends on which TV station they advertise. So Jesse Ventura became governor of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
He served for one term. He could have taken another one, but he used that wrestling platform. He did a promo, a whole match with Austin or Stone Cold Steve Austin and before the election to give himself some limelight. Trump did a stint in wrestling just before his first election. There is a huge audience that is watching this show.
Mm.
And it, especially if you grew up with it, because again, I grew up with watching professional wrestling. I didn't grow up watching football and cricket and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate all of those things. But is what your childhood attaches to. Like when those old men and them sit down to watch a Western and it's just like, this is the most boring thing in the world. But it takes them back to when they were 5 and 6 and 7 and 10 and the Lone Ranger on the TV. And it is, you can't take away youth from anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I will say, you will say, the best years are behind us. And then kids who are active now, they'll be like, well, my best years are now, so go away, old person.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody needs to recognize your perspective on everything, needs to be as holistic and as wide as possible. And this is where art comes in to help you broaden your view.
So the question that I was about to ask, you kind of basically answered within the last statement there, encapsulating experiences, encapsulating what resonates with persons and people and culture.
Yeah.
To remember that and then, you know, focus on building that in the art and entertainment industry. I mean, we always talk about coming back home and focusing on the entertainment and arts industry in Trinidad and Tobago. And sometimes I wonder if we really recognize how much work the people that you just called, like Richard Ragobar Singh, Penelope, Cecilia, Raymond Chukong, I'm thinking Calabash Ali and all of these other, the industry that we had. And I have to say, had it still there as archives, we have the foundation. How do we develop it to bring it to the modern stage where the Timothy Chalamets of Trinidad and Tobago, the Samsons and so on, get that space to continue to pass on the baton to the next generation? What do we need to do?
Investment. What you have to understand.
No,
go back to it. Go back, do your history.
Yeah.
The entire Hollywood and Bollywood industries.
And Nollywood.
Nollywood, no, well, I'm not sure. Nollywood started in a different way. But Hollywood and Bollywood had huge government subsidies. Hollywood goes back into the invention of film. So this would have started off with silent movies and stuff like that. The government placed a huge investment, made a huge investment into those genres because they knew how information was getting around. Same thing with India. Remember, India has a huge, what is a Hindu nationalist, or in Pakistan is a Islamic nationalist. So they have a lot of propaganda they need to put out. But eventually the propaganda becomes a little boring to just put speeches out on TV. But if I cleverly crafted into a nice movie.
A story,
and
yes.
And a nice story, a novel, a nice romance. Again, we go back to the Indian movies. The people wasn't kissing in Indian movies before. Because you would have
had... It was flowers blooming.
Yeah. Listen.
Dance around the tree.
And it was a poor representation of life, but it kept people happy. It kept people inspired. It kept people doing the things that they needed them to keep doing. We need you to keep making children, to get involved with somebody, make a child, and we want your first born to be a boy, because we need soldiers and we need workers and we need laborers. We need boys. We forget the girls. We don't need the girls. The girls not important. We need the boys. We need boys to build the nation. There's a lot of propaganda in art, and that's why I kind of slowed down creating art. Because if you are not careful and your art gets into the mind of, let's say, somebody who does not have the information to process it, like a child, you may send the wrong message. And I was realizing that about myself and how I perceive the world based on entertainment versus actual life. Tony Holt gave me like three pieces of information that I will cherish daily. But one is... Children, he said children, but it could be anybody. But he said children want to see the world as they want to see it, not as it actually is. That cleared up a lot in my head. So I, as the artist, I have grown not so much to be the activist, but to more towards philosophy. That art is a weapon that you have to know how to wield it. Because anything can be
weapon
called
weapon or tool.
I can say tool as well. But I'm saying weapon, because sometimes you have to fight for your art. But your right is a tool. And a lot of times people see tools as hammers and microphones and equipment and stationery. You see tools as anything that gives a human being an advantage in this world. You know what separates a unskilled laborer from a skilled laborer? His tools. Literally, do you own your own tools to come to the work? You could, they're not looking, when you go on a construction site, they're not looking for your papers and stuff, you know. You're a mason okay, you had tools?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that difference. So once you don't have tools, you're an unskilled laborer.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get paid bottom of the barrel.
And then the difference between a skilled laborer and an artist is heart.
It depends.
Yeah.
It depends. I always defer to Mr. Downer, who Dale Martin, finishing school, where I repeated secondary school. And he said, the heart is a muscular force pump. You have no emotions in it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Everything comes from your brain and the hormones that are pushing through your system.
Mm.
Whether it's adrenaline, whether it's testosterone for men, primarily.
Mm-hmm.
Estrogen for women, primarily. Because we both have a little bit of both.
Yeah.
In smaller doses. So, there's so much to... We keep going off on tangents here. I keep carrying you all over the place.
That is what art is all about. And that is what the discussion is in developing that space, not only for established artists, for younger ones, and for not only expression, but for record as well.
Yes.
Because we are the recorders of life.
Especially
yeah?
in Trinidad and Tobago, where so most of Raymond's knowledge, unfortunately, is in my head.
Mm.
So I need to put that down somewhere. Raymond's great-granddaughter was actually in my shy kids class.
Mm.
And she wants to be an actress. So there's nobody else who can train that child but me. So I want to give her everything her grandfather
would have given
if he would have been around. Mm-hmm. And then some, because Raymond is still old school baby boomer. I could still talk to kids better than some of the old ones. The kids and them cannot deal with what we dealt with.
Mm.
And then you could say the same thing for the generation before. We mightn't be able to survive what it is. We are getting kinder and softer and gentler.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to somehow still have that firm strength within the kindness and the softness.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're instructing kids especially, that my practice is as firm as possible with as much respect and kindness as possible. And the kids, they see that quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And I get results. I am proud to say I get results very, very, very fast. So I'm looking forward to getting some support to continue
two more
workshops for the Shy Kids program. So any sponsors out there, I am on Facebook or Instagram. Reach out to me, Travon Christopher Jogmohan.
And that is the plug for Mr. Jogmohan. I love the conversation.
Me
I appreciate
too.
You coming in and talking and, you know, keep in touch
sure.
so that we can continue having these discussions to, you know, better prepare our society for the development that we say we want for Trinidad and Tobago and, you know, directing it in a good way. Yeah.
With the kids, we will get it. These kids not playing.
Yeah.
Where we stick, they will get it true.
All
promise.
Right. Thank you so much.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.